Welcome to Digital Marketing Tech Talk, a podcast giving you tips, tools, and insights on everything digital marketing, from SEO and social media to web design and more. Now, here's your host, Phil Reinhardt.
Hey, I'm Phil Reinhardt, and welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing Tech Talk. Today, I want to talk about a couple things. One being testimonial pages. One being like in the media pages or articles about me or something like that kind of page. And the third thing, and I'm drawing a blank here. Let me look at my notes. Is like companies I've done business with, like company logo pages or something like that. So I agree with the logic that it's important to have like businesses that you worked with, especially if like they're big name businesses, well-known businesses that would help you land a sale. Like, ooh, they did business with IBM. Well, crap, I want to hire them too, you know? So I agree with the logic. I agree with having testimonials on your page. I think social proof testimonials are super important. I mean, SEO ranking factors, one of a very high ranking factor would be testimonials, like a Yelp review or a Google review or something like that. So certainly that is going to be important to be on your website as well. And then like in the news, so I work with a lot of professional speakers or people that are in like the marketing realm or public relation realm. And, you know, certainly getting an article placed in, you know, whatever, the New York Times or the Business Journal or something like that is great, you know, PR, great. It's a great, especially like a backlink from their website to yours is great, not only for, you know, the PR aspect, but for the SEO aspect. But what I want to address and what I found in years of testing is this. When people want just a straight testimonial page or just one page just filled with in the media or, you know, articles written about them or whatever you want to call it, or another page about, you know, companies that I've worked with or companies that have hired me or whatever. The logic SEO-wise for having those individual pages gain you nothing. And I would say the logic of having an individual page for those three topics is probably going to hurt you more than help you. And what do I mean by that, right? I've been told that I need to have testimonials on my site. I have been told that I need to, show the companies that work with me. I've been told that I need to have these backlinks from, you know, the New York Times or something like that, that it's going to help me SEO. So while all that's true, what I'm here to tell you is by years and years of looking at people's Google Analytics, seeing what pages get visited and what pages don't, trying to optimize people's sites, you know, year after year after year, I can tell you from hundreds of different websites, dozens of different industries or niches or markets, however you want to put it, that those pages do not get clicked on. People do not look at it. They know that you're going to put all the good crap about you, right? You're not going to put a testimonial that's ripping on you. You're not going to put a bad article, you know, like you know, this is the worst, you're the worst company ever. You're not going to put that kind of article on there. So, I mean, people know it's a waste of time to go to those kind of pages. Okay, well, Phil, then how do I get that kind of communication out there? So what I do is I'm going to bring up a site that I just got done doing. I just launched last week. Now, this lady in particular, she's a professional speaker, and she actually was in the news. She was on a soap opera. She has a lot of camera and PR and media background. You know, she knows the game, and she knows that those three things are really important. And she had the separate pages, and she just had a crap ton of testimonials and a crap ton of articles and shows that she was on, and clips from you know, this newscast, and clips from her spot on, you know, Days of Our Lives or whatever it was. Okay. But the problem was, again, and I showed her, looking at her Google Analytics, no one had clicked on those three pages in almost 2 years. 2 years. And she's constantly adding stuff down there, and she's thinking she's benefiting by doing that, but it did her absolutely no good. It didn't help her in the rankings, and no one's seeing that information. So what I like to do, or what I typically will do, is I will put the business that she's worked with or been seen on, or clients, or whatever your case may be, I try to do a scroller or something right up at the top. And I usually try to focus on the bigger company names, the immediately, you know, like, whoa, she worked for PayPal. Whoa, she's worked for Merrill Lynch, you know, not these smaller, you know, no-name companies that no one's ever going to know about. And then what I like to do, and I do this on every page, and this is more so for the testimonials, she had a lot of video testimonials, which is awesome. I mean, those are the best kind of testimonials you could ever get, right? So I like to sprinkle a testimonial, a video testimonial, with two or three written testimonials. So you go to these written testimonial pages, and you got 20, 30 of these testimonials. People only read two, three, you know, maybe four of the testimonials, and they're moving on. Their attention span is gone. They want to, what's next? What do I, you know, what am I looking for here? So that's why I try to keep the testimonials down to a minimum, but I sprinkle them on every page. You're much more likely to get this testimonial area seen, you know, at least a couple testimonials on, you know, the homepage, and maybe about like your services page or something like that. Okay. So, and there's a software, it's called Hotjar. It's a monthly paid service. But what Hotjar does is it'll track like how people are scrolling, where they're stopping, where their mouse is focusing on, and so on, right? And a lot of bigger name companies and a lot of people will use the software and analyze like how their page is doing. Am I driving them down the page? Are they getting down to a certain spot on the page and just leaving? You know, and then try tweaking your page to keep them on the site longer, to keep them pushing down the page more, to keep them to, you know, learn, you know, click a learn more button to drive them further into the site. The longer they're on your site and the more pages they check out on your site, the better your SEO is going to be. Okay. So by testing, I can tell you a lot more people are stopping at these testimonial areas on the page and spending a few seconds and reading a couple of these. Especially if you got video, they're going to watch the video. Video is king, right? So you always, if you get a video testimonial for your business, or if you don't have any, start asking for some kind of video testimonials. Get them somehow, some way. It's going to be to your benefit. These are the things that are going to help you when it comes to ranking, and of course your social proof, you know, your testimonials and so on and so forth. Now in her case, where she's got the in the media page, and I mean, she literally had 30, 40 in the media links, you know, I would probably add that to a section similar to this, you know, in the media, especially if it's like a video file or something like that, and label it instead of, you know, testimonials, or in her case, I put Robin's Raves because that's what she asked me to put. You know, I would put in the media and then maybe have a couple videos or a video and a couple links to some articles, it's going to be a much more effective way of making sure that the viewers or potential clients or whatever you want to call it are going to actually see this stuff than ignoring your testimonial page button up here or your media page up there. Again, years and years and a couple hundred sites of reviewing analytics, I can tell you right now, you're much better off doing it this way than having separate pages. So that's kind of what I wanted to cover today. It was brought up in one of my meetup groups, and I described it exactly the way I described it now. You're better off doing it this way, sprinkling it on all the other pages and staying away from those other pages. And really, the main topic of the conversation started out with is, hey, my testimonial page isn't indexing in Google. It's not ranking. Well, you know, when you search Robin Hatcher reviews, they're not looking at the review page. You're going to be looking at Google and you know, depending on your business, like Yelp and Angie's List and that kind of stuff. They're not going to go to your page on your site. That page is never going to rank. So, and then I kind of got into the deeper conversation of what I cover here today, the better logic. So I hope that helps. That'll be it for this episode, and we will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Digital Marketing Tech Talk. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. For more resources on anything and everything digital marketing, visit philreinhart.com. Until next time.